Hey babe, how was work?
Me? I actually slept through the day again. Sorry. I just barely forced myself to call into my meeting, and I crashed again. I pretty much didn't wake up until after sundown, but my boss is being really cool about it. I'll get over my jet lag sooner or later, and then I can just make up my hours at night. I figured I'll put you to bed and get on the grind. You hungry, by the way? I didn't touch the leftovers. Nothing, I just slept. Good question. I don't know. I'm hungry for something, but I can't quite put my finger on it. Spinach, maybe? I'll probably go to vegan hell for this, but I really, really could go for a rare steak right now. Maybe I have an iron deficiency. Hey babe, have my teeth always looked like this? I'm serious, come see. They're weird, right? These two, the what do you call 'ems? Canines. I swear they weren't this big before. These two, don't they look huge? I know, crazy, right? Careful, they feel kind of sharp, actually. Do you think I should make a dentist appointment or? Hey, careful! Oh, you really stuck yourself, didn't you? How? Like, how is that possible? You're really bleeding. Your finger. Oh, that's good. I'm not done. Not done. Don't run away from me. So tasty. Hey, give that back. I'm stopping the bleeding. Give it back. Stand still. Hey, just stop struggling. Careful. Babe, you could lose a finger if you keep this up. But if you just wait and let me suck your finger a little bit more. See? All better. I knew what I was talking about, even if she doesn't. Besides, if I had to suckle at that little cut, we'd be here for an hour. Let's put those main arteries to use. Are you going to pull your shirt aside? Or will I? Let's not wake the neighbors, shall we? I'm not going to hurt you. Why would I? It would be like keying my own car. Count yourself lucky. Babe, not many people get to enjoy a vampire's kiss on an ongoing basis. I'm just going to take a little bitty pint to help me regulate this new body. Once I get acclimated, you're going to be more like a bag of potato chips in the back of the cabinet. Not my main course, but I'd hate to lose such a convenient snack. But don't get me wrong, you're really sweet, like a juice box, I'd say, for a special occasion. Now, isn't that better than being my potato chip. Aww. Good juice box. I was wondering if you'd eventually stop fighting. A racing heartbeat tends to have the effect of pumping all that delicious blood straight into my mouth. Delectable. If you'd worked yourself into enough of a frenzy, I'm not sure I would have been able to stop at just one pint. You should be thanking me for my restraint. Say thank you. Say it. There we go. And now that wasn't so hard. We need to have a working relationship, you and I. If I try to interface with our mutual acquaintance, your partner, I'm afraid humans don't take well to conversations with monsters under their skin. So, wouldn't that be sad if I broke her like a doll? Of course it would. That's why you're going to help me. See, I need my new roommate. I suppose you might call her that at least. Don't worry. I put the one you know and love to sleep while we have our little chat, and I need her just as much as I need you. Do you think I know how to program computers? Hold down a job? Why would I even bother learning such a useless skill when I have a perfectly capable thrall to do it for me? Silly humans. Who do you think you're talking to? When it really comes down to it, there's only one vampire. I am Dracula. And all vampires are me. I'm like the flame on a candle. Over time, the candle burns low. But the fire can spread from one candle to another, to many candles. All at once. This body might be temporary, but I, and I alone, will live forever. Believe it or not, it's not a feeling I've ever gotten used to. Knowing that I cannot die, not from disease or murder, or even my own choice. There will always be another me running around. It can get melancholy at times, tedious, horrifying. All interns, but you know, what chases away the blues after these centuries? Why, it's delicious blood like yours, babe. I'll let you go now. I'm sure there's somebody you'd rather be speaking to, although I leave it as an exercise in your creativity to the markings on your neck. I can heal breaks in the skin with my saliva. Hickeys? Not so much. Hey, I said I was immortal, not all-powerful. Aw, babe. Thank you. We'll have to order takeout from that place again. It was so good. I think I overdid it. I feel fat as a tick. What did I ever do to deserve you? I wish I could stay here and sleep it off with you. But I've got to hop on the computer. I've gotten a genius idea for how to fix this button alignment issue. No, it's boring. You wouldn't care. Can I tell you anyway? Okay. So, getting these drop-downs to actually drop is this massive pain. People have tinkered with this thing for years, and it's held together with paste at this point, replicating it for a different part of the website, would basically be impossible, right? Except, I can just write a new component that uses the same HTML template, but it'll have completely different internal logic. It'll just walk around with the old component space, and nobody needs to know. It'll be doing my bidding now. Mwahahaha. Evil, right? Okay. Not that evil. It's technically just good, object-oriented programming. Not that my boss gives a flying carpet about any of that. Those old programmers were onto something, huh? Do you mind if I go ahead and start on it while I'm excited? I'll make it up to you. I'll fix you some breakfast the minute you wake up. Shh, tell me later. Gotta go. Oh, and that new scent you're wearing? It's fantastic. I just want to eat you up. Super yummy. Whatever it is. Good night, babe.